The speculation boom, prediction markets shatter records. Hey there, listeners. The world of speculative trading is undergoing a seismic shift, with prediction markets at the epicenter of a transformative trend. It's like the financial world has finally found its new playground, and it's wild.
Platforms like Kalshi and Polymarket have recently recorded unprecedented trading volumes, with $814.2 million transacted in a single Monday, marking a new all-time high. That's not just a number. It's a seismic shift in how we think about risk and reward.
This surge signals the dawn of a speculation supercycle, a sustained period of heightened activity driven by technological innovation, cultural shifts, and the growing appeal of event-driven trading. It's like the market saying, hey, let's bet on the future.
As these markets evolve, they're redefining how individuals and institutions approach risk, information, and value in financial markets. It's not just about making money anymore. It's about predicting the unpredictable.
Understanding prediction markets, so, what exactly are prediction markets? They're platforms where users trade contracts based on the outcomes of future events. Think of them as the financial version of a guessing game, but with real money.
These markets allow participants to speculate on the likelihood of specific outcomes, like whether a tech company will hit a revenue target or if a sports team will win a championship. It's like betting on a movie's box office success, but with a side of cryptocurrency.
For example, a trader might bet on whether a tech company will hit a revenue target by a certain date or whether a particular sports team will win a championship. It's thrilling, right? You're not just gambling, you're forecasting the future.
By converting uncertainty into tradable assets, prediction markets let individuals hedge bets, express confidence in their forecasts, or simply profit from their ability to anticipate future events. It's like turning doubt into dollars.
The appeal of these markets lies in their ability to aggregate collective wisdom. It's like having a crowd of experts, from Wall Street to TikTok, all shouting their predictions into the void.
By pooling insights from a diverse range of participants, prediction markets generate a wisdom of the crowd signal that reflects public sentiment on everything from politics to pop culture. It's the ultimate democracy of data.
This unique feature makes them a valuable tool for investors seeking to gauge market sentiment or for traders looking to capitalize on perceived mispricings. It's not just about the event, it's about the market's mood.
Drivers of the prediction market boom. The explosive growth of prediction markets is fueled by several converging factors. Let's break it down.
First, there's a growing cultural acceptance of speculative financial products, especially among younger generations. The rise of cryptocurrencies and meme stocks has normalized trading on uncertainty. Platforms like Robinhood and Binance have made it easier for anyone to play the game.
This cultural shift has made speculative trading more mainstream, encouraging broader participation in prediction markets. It's like the financial world has finally embraced the idea that betting on the future isn't just for Wall Street.
Second, technological advancements have improved the user experience. Decentralized platforms like Polymarket, which leverage blockchain, offer trustless environments. No need for a middleman, just a transparent, secure bet.
These platforms provide enhanced transparency, security, and efficiency, making them more attractive to both retail and institutional investors. It's the future of finance reimagined.
Meanwhile, traditional platforms like Kalshi have also refined their interfaces, reducing friction for new users. It's like the apps you use for dating, user-friendly and addictive.
Third, the proliferation of information and the saturation of news cycles have made prediction markets a critical tool for navigating uncertainty. In an era of misinformation, these markets offer a data-driven alternative.
By allowing participants to bet on real-world events, Prediction markets provide a mechanism for filtering noise and identifying patterns in public sentiment. It's like a financial version of a filter bubble, but with cash.
The implications of a speculation supercycle. Now, the big question. What does this mean for the future? The concept of a speculation supercycle suggests this boom isn't a flash in the pan.
If this thesis holds, several key implications are likely to emerge. Let's start with increased mainstream adoption. As prediction markets gain traction, they're expected to attract more traditional investors and institutions.
Hedge funds and pension funds may begin exploring these markets as a means of diversifying their portfolios. The ability to profit from event-driven bets could offer new avenues for alpha generation, especially in volatile markets.
However, mainstream adoption will likely be gradual. Regulators and investors remain cautious about the risks of speculative trading. It's a balancing act between innovation and oversight.
Next, regulatory scrutiny. The rapid growth of prediction markets has drawn the attention of regulators, who are likely to scrutinize their legal and operational frameworks. Platforms dealing with politically sensitive events, like elections, may face heightened scrutiny.
Governments may seek to impose rules to prevent market manipulation, ensure transparency, or protect consumers from fraud. This regulatory environment could shape the future trajectory of these markets, whether they become a regulated financial sector or remain in a gray area.
Then there's product innovation. To stay competitive, platforms are expected to innovate by offering more diverse and granular event contracts. Think niche topics like entertainment awards, scientific breakthroughs, or even weather-related events.
The expansion of contract types will likely attract a broader range of participants, from casual bettors to professional traders. Plus, platforms may introduce features like real-time data feeds and analytics tools to enhance user engagement.
Finally, blurring lines between gambling, investing, and hedging. The rise of prediction markets challenges traditional distinctions between these activities. While often viewed as speculative, their ability to aggregate information blurs the line between risk-taking and risk management.
This ambiguity raises philosophical questions about the nature of modern finance and the ethics of profiting from uncertainty. As the boundaries between these activities become more fluid, regulators and participants will need to navigate complex ethical and legal landscapes.
Looking ahead, the future of speculation, the record-breaking trading volumes in prediction markets, are a clear signal that a new frontier of speculation is emerging. With over $814 million transacted in a single day, these platforms have shown their potential to attract both retail and institutional capital.
But here's the catch. Whether this activity represents a healthy diversification of financial markets or a bubble in the making remains an open question. One key factor to monitor is the sustainability of the current boom.
While cultural shifts and technological advancements have created fertile ground for growth, the long-term viability of prediction markets will depend on their ability to deliver consistent value. This includes maintaining transparency, ensuring fair pricing mechanisms, and addressing regulatory challenges.
Another critical consideration is the potential impact of these markets on traditional financial systems. As they gain traction, they may begin to influence stock prices, bond yields, and other financial instruments by providing real-time insights into market sentiment.
This could lead to a more interconnected financial ecosystem, where the outcomes of events directly shape market behavior. It's a brave new world, and the rules are still being written.
So what's next? Stay tuned for more on how speculation is reshaping our financial landscape, and whether this is the future of money or just a fleeting trend. Thanks for listening.